When using the draw-through method with any of the bean-to-cup coffee machines, whether it be Frankie and WMF for the commercial or Jura for the domestic machines, cleaning the milk side is absolutely imperative to get the best out of the machine and the milk froth. One of the most common problems we get or common phone calls we get is cleaning with any of the bean-to-cup machines, and most of the time it tends to be milk-related. If you're just doing one or two cappuccinos in a day, you still have to clean it at the end of the day. It really doesn't matter whether you do two cappuccinos or you do 100, there is still milk left in that pipe and it needs flushing through with an anti-fat or milk cleaning solution. One of the things that we really recommend is with the milk cleaning is just to mix the liquid up. If you're using the express coffee, we normally recommend sort of one part cleaner to three parts water, and just thoroughly flush the system through. You'll find the milk cleaning, whichever machine you're using, by going into the programming and going into the cleaning part of the menu, and quite simply mixing the cleaner up. Normally, I tend to do it in a sort of 12-ounce cup. Mix up the cleaner and then also then have a 12 ounce or a jug next to it with fresh water. Run the milk cleaner through and then it will then come up on all of the machines and prompt you to fill water or add water, and then run the fresh water through. Again, very important that you actually flush through the, once you've done the cleaning, flush it through with fresh water afterwards. And also, something we tend to do is if you've dropped the pipe into the cleaner, it's even worth just wiping the pipe down on the outside before you put it back into the milk. If you're using the more domestic machines or smaller commercial machines, whether it be the Juras or the smaller Frankie, it's a lot easier just to unclip the whole milk system, the milk pipe, whether you have the profi frother or the auto frother, and just unclip everything, even soak it into hot water overnight, and then thoroughly clean it through. You've probably seen the picture that I've put onto this podcast, that once you get milk dried up into either the pipe itself or the profi frother or the auto frother, is it's absolutely baked on and just dried up. Sometimes it's worth even just blowing through it just to make sure you've cleared the blockage, because unfortunately if you actually get as far and if you haven't cleaned it for a couple of days and you've actually got a complete blockage, you've got to clear the blockage before you can get suction to then suck the cleaner through. With the more commercial machines, obviously removing the outlet cover and the spout, taking that apart, and then just checking things like the air valve, the little black air valve that you will have on the domestic and on into the commercial machines, and just checking the whole spout and milk spout all the way through. But the milk side is really important to get the best out of the machine. Any problems, always give us a call here at Express Coffee.